they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. The house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Pixie, kobold, elf, and sprite, all are on their rounds tonight. In the wan moon's silver ray, thrives their helter-skelter play. Joel Benton. Happy Halloween, and welcome to Youth Beat Radio's spooktacular preview. Settle in with some cider and get ready to explore all the legend, folklore, and tradition that encompass Halloween night. But beware, strange things lurk in the shadows, and you never know what might entice them to show themselves. So, if you dare, come beyond our crypt doors, pardon the dust, and come with me into the world of Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see, this is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town,
everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween,
I am the one hiding under your bed, teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs, fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
In this town, we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting out to pounce.
And how are you three?
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream!
In our town of Halloween,
I am the clown with the tearaway face!
Here in a flash and dotted a trace!
I am the who in the cold who's there!
I am the wind blowing through your hair!
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright!
This is Halloween! This is Halloween! 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 Halloween!
Halloween!
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween,
in this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Wallman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween.
Halloween, a night of mystery, magic, and for dentists, the forebearer of big business. We all know the modern traditions, trick-or-treating, jack-o'-lanterns, and costumes and crazy parties. But all these must have their roots somewhere. So where do our most beloved customs come from? Well, to answer that, we need to take a trip back far in time. Back to the British Isles and the Celtic people who inhabited them, thousands of years ago. For many years, the Celts held fast to the Druid religion, and it is here that we find the first inkling of what we today call Halloween. For the Druids, the New Year came not with the snow and cold of January, but with the harvest in October. October 31st was called Samhain and was one of the most prominent festivals of the year. It gave thanks for the bountiful food and, more importantly, gave the dead a time to revisit the earth. On Samhain, it was believed that the veil between our world and the spirit world was at its thinnest, and that spirits could cross over for the night. Huge bonfires were lit to serve both as beacons for good spirits and deterrents for the bad. It was widely believed that evil could not stand fire. The festivities could then begin. Fortune-telling abounded. Predictions were made for the new year. Would it be a good harvest? Would you find love? Would there be war? Around 1800 AD, as Christianity found its way to the Isles, Pope Gregory III declared November 1st All Hallows Day, a day to remember all saints to the Church. This wise political tactic meant that the Church could easily influence Druids to celebrate this holiday in conjunction with their own Samhain. The holidays were a day apart, and both honored the dead. This was largely a play on the part of the Church to eliminate what they deemed a devilish and barbaric religion and to convert pagans to Christianity. During the Middle Ages, All Hallows Eve, now called All Saints' Day, was celebrated with zeal, particularly by the Irish and Scottish descendants of Druids, who still believed firmly in ghosts and fortune-telling. In fact, it is thanks to these nations that Halloween made its way to the U.S. During the Irish Potato Famine of 1840, millions of Irish found a new home in the United States, bringing with them their age-old customs. They introduced many of their fortune-telling games and folk stories to American culture, and they caught like wildfire. All Hallows' Eve, or Snapapple Night as it was sometimes known, was practiced nationwide almost instantly, and by the 1860s, newspapers published detailed accounts of the evening. Fortune-telling was the most widely found form of celebration, and there was never a lack of magical items. Apples especially seemed to hold mystic properties and were used in a multitude of games to predict, most of the time, the future spouse or wealth of the player. By the 1930s, fortune-telling had developed into playing tricks on neighbors. Many newspapers report cabbages being thrown at doors and chalk dust being used as a form of hard-to-remove graffiti. To combat their mischievous children, neighborhoods began putting together the first Halloween parties, inviting children to dress up and come eat candy treats in a controlled setting. The costumes were the resurrection of the belief that spirits could not find you when disguised. And, by the way, Despicable Me's minions took top costumes in polls last year. But the treats, well, those deserve a segment all their own. Trick-or-treating has its roots in souling. During medieval times, poor children would use the night of the 31st to go souling for small cakes. Going from door to door, they begged neighbors for one of these small treats, usually made with raisins, and a small amount of money. In return, they would pray for a soul trapped in purgatory to find its way to heaven. The tradition of eating soul cakes continued into the 1800s, but really got a jumpstart in the 1930s. In addition to parties, cities also decided to hand out candy to anyone willing to go door to door. And so trick-or-treating was born. Speaking of soul cakes.
A soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all.
Soul cake.
God bless the master of this house and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dogs at your front door, and all that dwell within your gates will wish you 10 times more. Soul cake, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all. Go down into the cellar and see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we'll hope that you'll be kind. We hope that you'll be kind with your apple and your pear. A soaky, a soaky, please good missus, a soaky. An apple, a pear, a plum or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soaky, a soaky, please good missus, a soaky. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all.
And we're back. For those of you fortunate enough to have found us, welcome to Youth Beat Radio's tantalizing season premiere. As we near Halloween, we discuss some of the legends, the folklore, and the myths surrounding one of America's favorite holidays. But let us take a momentary reprieve from storytelling to talk about, what else? Pumpkins! Along with apples, pumpkins are some of the most popular produce around Halloween. How popular, you ask? Well, the best estimate is that around 18,952 tons of the gourd are sold throughout the U.S. and the U.K. every Halloween season. To put that into different terms, that's 430 million vampire bats, 4 million cats, and enough jack-o'-lanterns to stretch from Columbus to Salem, Massachusetts, and back. Speaking of jack-o'-lanterns, do any of our listeners happen to know the famous story of Jack and his lantern? For those of you left in the dark, let me illuminate. Jack was an Irishman of the worst repute. Lazy, drunk, and scheming, he wasted most of his life at the gambling tables or in taverns.